Hey, welcome in, everyone. This is Money Unleashed with Eric Johnson. I'm Steve Siddall. Eric is Vice President of Hoffman Financial Group and Retirement Wealth Advisors, Inc. is where you'll find him. And, of course, proud sponsor of the Georgia Bulldogs. Eric, how's life today? Pretty good, huh?
I'm doing fantastic, my friend Steve. How you doing, man?
Good, good, good. I mean, you know, summer's kicking off. Everybody's excited, feeling good, planning vacations. You know.
Traffic's getting better around here.
Okay, yeah. Well, school's out. Oh, yeah, I won't have to deal with that traffic in the morning.
At least for a couple months.
Exactly. So we've got a lot to talk about today. We're going to dig into the 4% rule. We're going to hear from some wise words from Charlie Munger. We're going to talk about a new documentary out there called Finding the Money, There's Another Side to the National Debt. Pretty interesting.
Okay.
All right. So let's jump in. 4% rule is how we're going to start this today. And
okay.
So does it still work, Eric? I mean, it's a famous rule. We've all heard it. We've heard it many times, you know, going back. What, 30 years? And so what is it? Where do you stand? And we're going to hear from a couple of different people on this.
Yeah. So the 4% rule, for those of you out there who don't know what it is a rule, and it's just a guideline really, saying, okay, in retirement, if you're pulling from your holdings or your positions or your investments, 4% is reasonable to take because it allows your portfolio to continue to grow and gives you what you need. Now, 4%, I believe that is a little antiquated, personally. And I'm not saying it should be less, but, you know, I didn't want to become a millionaire so I can take $40,000 out a year. Does that make any sense?
It sure does.
You want to become a millionaire to become a millionaire, right?
Right. Yeah, that's the idea.
So 4%, obviously, of a million is $40,000. And, you know, that might not stir the Kool-Aid, if you will, or make sense to people. If you're trying to supplement your life in Social Security, because, you know, pensions are going by the way of the dodo, naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Social Security gives you something, but, you know, usually it's not enough to save the day as far as income is coming in. So, yeah, because pensions have gone away and because we moved to 401ks in the 70s and 80s, you know, the onus is on us now to recreate income. Right. And so it's about taking your portfolio and creating a solid income plan, really, that's going to give you what you need in order to accomplish your lifestyle, if that makes any sense. And for some people, you know, 4% might make sense. But, you know, for a lot of other people out there, 4% doesn't make any sense. So it's really about finding out what you need to spend and how much you need to generate off of your accounts in order to get that for you, Steve.
Well, Eric, that's really why we work with you, that an independent fiduciary advisor. You're going to look at our portfolio and sort of guide us through. And if it's 4%, it's 4%. If it's not, it's not. I like your approach to this. Is, you know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but we've got to be sure.
It does have to work. And you know, we do this for everybody on a daily basis, what we love to do. And we actually call it a Replace Your Paycheck Challenge, right?
Okay, sure.
Yeah, so if you go online to our website, unleashyourmoney.com, you pull up our website, you see we're proud partners of the Georgia Bulldogs. We're on 95.5 WSB. We got our TV commercials. But there's also a button on there that says Replace Your Paycheck, right? I challenge everybody to press that button because what happens is then you come in for a complimentary consultation. We look and do a portfolio x-ray on your current investments. And if income's an issue for you or something you want to plan for before retirement, it's a wise idea to get ahead of that and do that. And we help people do that on a daily basis. So if that sounds like you and you need some income planning or you want to kind of get ahead of the retirement planning and get a plan put in place first, which is always a wise idea, give us a call, 404-341-6767, or check us online at unleashyourmoney.com.
All right, Eric, and so we're going to get into this. And so Bill Bengen created the 4% rule, like we said, 30 years ago. So the talking heads, the folks out there that talk about money, we're going to hear from Dave Ramsey and Susie Orman to get their take on the 4% rule. And Dave Ramsey is a little miffed at one of his own people.
I don't know what the hell George is doing a 3% withdrawal rate, because that's just wrong. You don't need to have a 3% withdrawal rate. That's ridiculous. And the S&P has averaged 11.8. And if inflation for the last 80 years has averaged 4%, if you make 12 and you need to leave 4% in there for inflation raises, that leaves you 8. I'm perfectly comfortable drawing 8. But if you want to be a little bit conservative, 7. But sure not 5 or 3.
And Ramsey can, I mean, people have strong opinions about Dave Ramsey.
He's hot on that one.
Really is, yeah. And he's talking about one of his own people. My point is, Dave Ramsey really speaks, he kind of toes the line there. Where do you fall in terms of, you know, how he fits into things?
Well, you know, I don't think that Mr. Ramsey's wrong on this one.
Okay.
You know, with what happens in the market, you know, with how S&P has grown over in the past, you know, and it's just like I said originally, you know, it might be antiquated. You know, however, you know, we don't know all the ins and outs of that particular recommendation that was given. I mean, maybe three does make sense, or maybe okay. four does make sense. I don't know that. But what I do know is for most people I sit down with, you know, 3 or 4% definitely does not make sense.
Sure.
And so what I'll tell you, it's kind of like going to the doctor. You know, everyone's got different health issues and life issues and things that they need to deal with. So there is no true blanket answer for everybody, if that makes sense, Steve.
Yes, it does.
I would tell you it makes a heck of a lot of sense to go find out what does make sense for you, right? Is go sit down with a fiduciary advisor, have a look and figure out where you are on the map of retirement. Do we need to make more? Do we need to be more defensive? Do we need to create income for you in the future? And figure out what that proper percentage is for you and your family. You know, oftentimes I have people come in to the office and, you know, they're obviously worried about all the macro things like the economy and, you know, what's going on, you know, across the world and things like that. And I have a very simple response is, you know, you need to be concentrating on the economy of the four walls of your own home, right?
Yes.
And making sure that your money in your nest egg, number one, be proud of it, right? Number two, do the right things in the appropriate time, you know, for you and your family. So if you need to grow, great, let's put together a growth plan. But then if you're getting ready to retire and you need to convert it to an income plan and it's appropriate to do so, and for everybody out there, if you're getting ready to retire, you know, for me, you know, I like to get my income plan set up like 3 to 4 months before people retire so there is no hiccup in income.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it's little things like that to make sure that you're properly prepared for stepping away from your job. Because intellectually, we know that your paycheck does stop, right?
And the taxes and bills don't.
Well, yeah, they definitely don't. And congratulations, everybody. You're going to be the most taxed people on the planet. That's just what it's just one of the privileges of being an American. But you need to plan around that stuff. We talk about the six P's. Proper planning prevents piss poor performance. It's accurate. And it also coincides with the income that you need in retirement. You do need to plan for this ahead of time. And you don't want there to be any hiccups in income. You know, because when you leave a company, it doesn't happen like that, right? You know, they don't terminate you immediately. Like, for instance, and this is an example, you know, we roll people's 401ks over to IRAs. And for those of you out there, if you have an old 401k, run, don't walk, and get it over to an IRA, just because you have a much more robust way of growing it and protecting it in retirement. But for instance, it just doesn't happen quickly. So you want to make sure your income stream is set up and working properly for you before you step away so there is no income problems.
Eric, what it comes down to is it just making sure we've got the right plan, whether or not it's 3%, 4%, or 10%.
That's exactly right. So if you need a plan or don't have one just yet, feel free to give us a call and one of our great advisors will be able to help you out. 404-341-6767 or check us online on unleashyourmoney.com.
And that's great. I mean, we've got a lot more to talk about here. We're talking about the 4% rule and whether it's, you know, outdated or not. Let's get the contrast. Let's get the other side from Susie Orman. Dave Ramsey says no, and Susie Orman says what?
When you are invested in the stock market today and you are taking out 4% a year to live on, you're going to find yourself in big time trouble.
I think it doesn't work anymore. I think it's very dangerous. I think it should be lowered to at least 3%.
And again,
3%.
3%.
To do what? No,
yeah.
Listen, it's about living, right? You know, you can't take the money with you. And bottom line is this, is you need to have your money operating properly to give you what you need in retirement, Steve.
Right.
And, you know, I would argue it needs to be more, not less. Right.
So I would, you know, I would completely agree. I want more when I retire. I want to do the fun stuff.
No one walks in and says they want less. Right.
Right.
So that's, you know, that's just a fact of life. I don't agree with, you know, breaking it down to three in the name of preservation. If you have your investments, you know, working for you properly, you can take more than 4% and still grow your portfolio in retirement.
Okay. So remind everyone of the Replace My Paycheck Challenge. Tell me how that works.
Yeah, it's a challenge. I dare everybody to do it. So I challenge you. Go onto our website, unleashyourmoney.com. And there's a couple different buttons there. There's one for Portfolio X-Ray, if you need that to have done. There's a Replace My Paycheck Challenge. That's the button you want to click for income, right? So click that. And then what happens is that our great team gets a hold of you, and we set you up with a complimentary consultation where you get to sit with myself, you know, Mr. Allen, maybe even Mr. Hoffman, or one of our other great advisors based upon where you're at in Atlanta, and we'll do a full-fledged financial breakdown for you and figure out where your money's at, what it's doing. And then if we do need to circle the wagons and create the income, then we can recreate an income plan for you that you can use to supplement your Social Security, supplement your pension to have the lifestyle that you need. So go ahead and do that. Give us a call, 404-341-6767, or check us out online, unleashyourmoney.com, and press the Replace My Paycheck Challenge button.
I like that, Eric. And so we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, though, we're going to hear from Charlie Munger. I know he's passed away, but he's got words of wisdom that are certainly living on. We will do that and much more right here on Money Unleashed.